Well, I suppose after the first three games, things didn't look pretty, and we didn't believe that was reflective of how good this team could be. And I suppose the next four games after that sort of proved that we were right to think that there's something good in this team. You couldn't be in an All-Ireland final a few short months ago and be as poor as some people would have suggested after three games. But I suppose league points determined that that's the way people would assess it. But we always felt we were better than that, and we were very pleased with the last four games. Yeah, I felt at half-time that the scoreline didn't reflect how much we were in the game. There was a few elements or aspects of the game that was killing us. And two very simple things, their kick-outs and our kick-outs, they were killing us. Apart from that, you know, we created chances in the first half as well, you know, and goal chances too, and didn't take them. So even though the scoreline was pretty poor looking for us at half-time, I still felt this was a winnable game. Given that the strength of the Breeze was there, it was going to be important that we get the early scores and get back into contention quickly, which we did with a goal and 2 points. So that maybe gave us the confidence to say, you know, that there is something in this game for us. And after that, I think our players excelled and pushed on to win the game with a bit to spare. Goals are very important in games, and as PD is a good strike of a penalty. And once we got that and had the early points along with it, it just gave us that confidence to know this game was within our touch, you know, within reaching distance. When you're 7 down, it looks like a tall hill to climb, and you know, no matter how you claw that back, if you concede a few scores on the way to doing that, it still keeps the difference, the gap, you know, something that's hard to chase. But the fact that we held them out so long before we actually went ahead before they got any more score, which was really crucial to being able to win this game. We know now and hope maybe others will realise that Cathal McShane is a very good footballer, and he's a game character. He fights for everything, he battles for everything. The things he doesn't win doesn't faze him. So he's a really good player, and the many things that he has to offer are good for this team. So yeah, it's something that we didn't have for some time now. So it gives us another option as well as the running game. We do have an opportunity to kick the ball in, and it tends to be quite effective. We made good use of the forward mark in this competition. I think the defenders would be the ones who would be more ill at ease with it, because in a way it negates a certain amount of what a defender can do. If somebody catches a clean ball and they're able to stand them up and put them under pressure and make them kick under pressure, that's something of a skill that the defender likes to have. But if when the ball's caught he has to step back and away, then that skill is of no value to him. So, you know, I'd say from a defensive point of view, they would like to see it going. Maybe the forwards wouldn't mind it staying in.